I guess not a bad time to ask the question of just how mean the streets of some parts of Toronto are. You may have heard about a guerrilla documentary making the rounds in Toronto. It features gang members, drug dealers, underground rappers. It's called The Real Toronto, produced by the Mad Russian. That's his nom de video. The controversial film's a tour of some of the city's more notorious neighborhoods. You get to meet young men who describe their lives as gangbangers and drug dealers. Generated a lot of press. People have been critical of the way it portrays Toronto. Paul Nguyen runs a website called janefinch.com. He also lives in the Jane Finch Corridor, one of the neighborhoods featured in the Real Toronto documentary. He says even though some people have a problem with the portrayal of Toronto in the DVD, it and other DVDs like it, show a side of the city few people know, the thug life. Be warned before we play this clip that it could offend some listeners.
Toronto ain't got no clown niggas.
That's what these new underground DVDs are basically saying. You see, south of the border in places like Atlanta, Cali, and New York, that's how the people involved with thug life over there perceive the thugs over here. We got less street cred. So these DVDs are basically made for them and for us, to show that we do have the street credibility and that we're just as hard as they are. These new DVDs shock people who aren't aware of the street life in Toronto. The people living outside the projects, who live in their own suburban worlds, don't see the gritty reality that street people face. You've got upper-class folks in Forest Hill and Davisville who hire dog walkers to walk their pets. These are the people that would be most shocked about the widespread existence of guns in their city. It's the same as people in poor neighborhoods. They would be shocked to hear about people spending money to hire someone else to walk their pet. Both worlds are so divided, they don't even see each other. As a person who isn't involved with gang life but who lives in a poor neighborhood and sees things, these DVDs don't shock me. It's actually about time that these videos came out. It's a wake-up call to the media and politicians to show them that a bigger problem exists in their backyards. Not that there are bad people among the streets of Toronto, but that there are places in the city where people are left to defend for themselves. These so-called thugs live in really bad conditions, where education, money, and security are not things taken for granted. We don't have dog walkers. We don't have parents that could buy us cars or send us to college. The guys and girls in these videos are just expressing themselves. Some of them have busy parents working 2 to 3 jobs, so the internet and TV raises us. We're just copying the states. Instead of branding these people as public enemy number one to the city of Toronto, the politicians who really want to help should see the bigger picture, and that's of a picture of a people in need. These politicians need to stop talking and start walking. These politicians should start by coming to the hood and taking a look around before they can start thinking of what needs to be done.
Paul Nguyen runs a website called janefinch.com.